fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our third hour. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews. The prepper tip of the day is to get spare parts for your rifle. If you don't have a clue what to do, work with a certified gunsmith. Typically, it's going to be springs, extractors, and firing pins. There could be specialized parts for other firearms that your certified gunsmith will know. We have with us Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Train USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. You want to sign up for a class, get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging, give them a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. And these group purchase events are a continuous operation at Freedom Center, aren't they, Sam?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you can save money, get a high-quality thermal imaging at the best price possible by calling Sam Andrews at 417-718-2597. Turnaround time is typically what, from the time the order is placed to they receive the equipment?
It's been about 3 to 4 weeks because the demand's been so high. We shipped a whole bunch of these things a little over a week ago, and our next order will go in, let me check the calendar, on the 28th. Probably Friday, the 28th of April. And I highly encourage people to get thermal sights. You know, the fundamental thing that people need to be prepared to defend anything is you need the ability to defend something at night. 95% of the time, if something bad goes down, it goes down after dark. And the thermal is a complete game changer. It's better than night vision. It's way better than night vision, and it allows you to see threats that night vision does not see. And if you have a good rifle with a good thermal sight and a good suppressor that suppresses flash, then you have the tools that you need to actually defend something in the dark. Understanding these fundamentals, people say, oh, well, why do you need a suppressor? I don't care if it suppresses the sound. No, the sound suppression isn't the most important thing, but what is the suppressor's ability to suppress the muzzle flash. When you shoot at night, you typically get this 3 to 5 foot elliptical flame come out of the end of a barrel. And if you haven't shot at night, you need to go do that so that you understand what I'm saying is 100% the truth. You fire at night, you get this huge flame come out of your muzzle with most rifles, particularly if they have a barrel shorter than 26 inches. That huge flame in a gunfight, in a defensive situation, is like a neon sign where you're saying, shoot me next, please. You do not want any muzzle flash coming out of your weapon system, particularly if you have to take up a defensive position and deal with an evil element. So having an effective suppressor that not only suppresses the sound, but most importantly, suppresses the flash is the most important thing, along with a sight that will allow you to identify threats in the dark. Now, why is thermal better than night vision? Thermal is better than night vision for a number of reasons, but the most significant one is you cannot hide from thermal. I can literally teach a chimpanzee how to camouflage themselves from night vision in about 15 minutes, where it's very, very difficult to hide from thermal. Thermal is much better at detecting threats in the dark than night vision, and thermal doesn't care. You can use thermal in the daytime to detect threats, where night vision is absolutely useless in that environment. So you want to look at modern thermal. It used to be good night vision was $5,000 and good thermal was $35,000. Everything has changed in the last 10 years. You can now buy a very good thermal sight for $5,000 to $6,000, and good night vision is around $4,000. But there's no comparison in the performance. You're much better off saving your money, saving that extra $1,500 or $2,000, and buying a very good thermal sight. Do not waste your money on night vision at this point. Now, if you can afford both, you buy a monocular, a night vision, so you can navigate vehicles, you can look through glass and drive your vehicles in the dark with no headlights on. You know, it's sort of useful for that. But other than that, there isn't an environment I can think of where thermal is not a distinct advantage. It almost always is.
Well said, Sam. Well said. The call number is 512-248-8252. Going back to the schedule, you don't have any reloading classes scheduled yet, sir?
We don't have any reloading classes scheduled yet, but we do. We've got an enhanced urban vehicle tactical rifle course May 5th through the 7th. We've got the basic introductory course. That's the gateway to all the tactical training, May 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st. We have our first intro to 1,000-yard shooting at the end of May. We'll have plenty of Mirage. We can teach you how to read the wind and use that big, powerful scope of yours. And then June 8th. 9th, 10th, and 11th, June 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th, we have another basic tactical class. We have an urban vehicle class June 23rd through the 25th. We have our first enhanced marksmanship course. This is the one where we have some physical fitness requirements. You will be shooting and moving in that class. That is July 1st and July 2nd. We have our second intro to 1,000-yard shooting July 15th and 16th. And we have another basic tactical handgun and rifle series course July 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th. If you're thinking about training this summer, call us and get in that May course. It's a lot more comfortable out on the range in the middle of May than it is the middle of July.
The stated missions of Freedom Training USA is to train men and women who in turn can go back to their communities and train others in these same skills, isn't it?
Absolutely. If you're a firearms instructor, you need to come spend 4 days with us. It will be a life-changing experience for you. You will become a better shooter. You will become a dramatically better shooter. And your students will benefit from that for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I encourage people to look at the training schedule, see what they can fit in, and talk to Sam, find out what all equipment you need, what you need to bring with you, make sure it's checked out. If you've got a battle belt, for example, that it's already squared away, so you don't need to be spending training time dealing with these kind of matters. Could be addressed before you get to the class. Sam, our next caller is Ryan in South Carolina. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, guys. I had a quick optics question for Sam. What height mount would he prefer in an AR platform? I guess for a red dot or a low magnified optic.
We don't want magnified optics on an AR. We need something that is not eye relief sensitive. So when you learn to use cover, it's a completely different ball game than when you're shooting at the range at a bench or standing and you have this perfect clinical environment to perform in. When you're in a fight, when you're defending something, you are always behind cover. If you are not behind cover, you die in the first 3 seconds of a gunfight. It's that simple. And so we have to start with the premise that you will always be fighting from behind cover or in micro terrain, some way where you're not a large target to hit, not easy to see. The second thing is, when you go to command an area with your weapon system, you need to be able to aim that system effectively without having perfect eye relief. Because when you're shooting behind vertical cover, you're probably going to be in the side prone position. Or if you're on the move, you're on your feet and you're just showing the rifle and your sighting eye, you're not going to have that perfect 3.5 inches of eye relief. The problem with magnified optics and scopes is they don't work in the real world in a gunfight. Now, if you're a sniper in a hide taking a shot with standoff distance of 1,200 yards, you've got plenty of time to get in the perfect position and take a shot. But in a typical gunfight, you don't have that luxury. And so you're going to be behind cover. You may be 15 to 18 to 20 inches from your sight, depending on what position you're using. And we train you at the Freedom Center to use the same fighting positions and techniques that our Navy SEALs use. And it is not what you learn in an NRA training course, I can tell you that. And so your eye relief may be 12, maybe 15 inches from your sight, maybe 24 inches. You still have to be able to see the target and see your crosshairs or your dot and make hits. And that's why we go with red dot sights. And we want that sight to be between 2.7 and 3 inches above the center line of the barrel. That's the ideal height. Then you'll be able to collimate with your thermal sight. You'll be able to do other things. But roughly 3 inches above the barrel center line is the ideal place for that sight.
Yeah,
and when we say that, we mean the dot itself. The center line of your sight compared to the center line of the barrel needs to be approximately 3 inches.
Okay, yeah, because I'm seeing a trend with the raised red dots. And some of them are shooting passively with night vision, but the big thing I would think would be to be able to keep a heads up, situational awareness tactics when you're, I guess, either walking around, patrolling or whatever, or shooting with a gas mask on.
Right. We need both eyes open. We need to be able to shoot with a gas mask on. We need to have eye relief that is very flexible so that we can use it in different positions behind different shapes of cover. Basically, you have vertical cover, you have horizontal cover, and you have diagonal cover. I mean, those are the three basic things you've got to deal with in the real world. And we teach specific shooting techniques and body positions for those three different types of cover. And it's very important that you have a red dot sight. You can shoot both eyes open for the reason you just mentioned, and also not be sensitive and have to be in this tiny little window of eye relief to be able to function and make hits. That's a disaster for you in an actual fight. So, yeah, 3 inches. Center line of the sight, center line of the barrel should be approximately 3 inches. And then you have what a Navy SEAL has, and you've got a very simple system to execute out to 300 yards.
Okay. Well, it answers my question. I appreciate it.
Great question. Thanks for the call.
Okay, Ryan. Yep. Thank you very much. Our call number is 512-248-8252. What direction would you like to go next, Sam?
Well, I think it's interesting what's happening politically right now. we've got all kinds of things attacking the United States simultaneously. You know, you have the degradation of the truth from a sexual identity standpoint. You have the public school systems being attacked and trying to push garbage onto our kids. You have mRNA technology being crammed down our throats from a food and medicine standpoint without full disclosure. That's what they're trying to do. There will be a takeover of the banking system, particularly the clearinghouse system, here in the next couple of weeks. I mean, all of these things are grave concern. They're of grave concern to a freedom-loving American citizen. And, you know, it all comes down to fundamentals: staying connected politically, fixing election corruption in your state. Strong countries are made up by strong states. Strong states are made up by strong counties and communities. Strong communities are made up by strong individuals. And so being involved, living with margin, living with a solid moral framework, being involved in your school boards, in your county councils, in your city councils, all of these things are important to protecting the integrity of the United States and the freedom that your children and grandchildren deserve.
Roger that. Call number is 512-248-8252. Any updates on the price and availability of ammunition in general, in addition to Wild Horse ammunition?
Well, Wild Horse is the new player on the block, certainly worth a try. I would encourage everyone to give their ammo a try and call us and give us some feedback, because that's a new player that's going to up the availability of ammo significantly in the United States, particularly in the area that people use for tactical training and practice. And we've got Dave from Texas.
We do. Like. Dave, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good show. Thanks for that. Sam, about half the population as we get older gets stigmatism. You may have mentioned this before, but can you go over what, you know, for Red Dot sites, for some with stigmatism, and then it turns into a star and makes it difficult to see it accurately. What do you recommend for that?
I recommend a procedure called LASIK.
No.
Well, you have several options, okay, as far as how to deal with an astigmatism, okay? And you have to be able to use a red dot sight. If you're going to be effective in fighting at night, you've got to be able to use a red dot sight. So you can have a lens installed in your eye, a permanent lens. You can have a LASIK procedure. Most SEALs have LASIK enhancements done to their vision, and it's a very effective procedure now. It works well. You can wear a contact lens that is actually weighted. It's called a toric. The original technology was called a toric, T-O-R-I-C, a toric lens. And so the lens has a shape to correct your astigmatism, and the lens is weighted so as it floats in your eye, the heavy part goes to 6 o'clock, or the bottom of the lens, and that can cover a lot of your astigmatism depending on how bad it is. Sometimes if you have a really bad astigmatism, you can't cover it all, but you can cover most of it with a toric lens. And the other option, the worst option, is to wear glasses. So yeah, I would highly recommend that you explore those options with your ophthalmologist. We have probably one of the best eye surgeons in the world here in St. Louis, Missouri. It's called the Pepos Vision Center, and there's a doctor there named Dr. Kazi. There's another doctor named Dr. Pepos. They have worked on a number of our Navy SEALs, a number of guys in special operations. They have been leading edge in the technology and development of lasers. They do hundreds of surgeries a week. These people are highly successful at what they do. I would highly recommend at looking into that for yourself. You know, the disadvantage of this is,
Sam, hold on. We've got a break. We'll continue after the break.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down in the cauldron where I fall. Many men
are sponsored by Liberated Rocket Heaters. You want to stay warm and cozy next winter and save money with a wood-burning stove that has no smoke. Check out the details at my website where you can save $500 until midnight the 29th of April. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, do you want to continue your thought before we get to the next caller?
Sure. You know, astigmatism with your vision is an issue. So if you're shooting a precision weapon system and you have astigmatism, the vertical crosshair could be in focus, but the horizontal crosshair will not. And if you make the horizontal crosshair in focus, the vertical crosshair is not. If you're using a red dot sight, sometimes you get a big oblong line vertically or diagonally, or you get a star or something that looks much larger in your sight picture than it needs to be. All of these problems keep you from precisely aiming a weapon system quickly. And so it's a really valuable thing to know a skilled surgeon that can do LASIK or these other procedures that are available depending on your particular eye's issue. It's a very valuable thing to get as much of that corrected as possible, particularly if you're in the business of precisely aiming and discharging a firearm. So, for example, when I was a young man working for the government, I got sent to Dr. Pepos for vision enhancement. My right eye was 20/18. My left eye was 20/25, not quite as good as my right eye. After the first procedure, my right eye was 20/12 and my left eye was 20/12, which is extremely sharp vision. Now, you reach a point, once you've corrected your lens shape to match the back shape of your eyeball, what determines the quality of your vision is often the density of the retinae in the back of the eyeball. So if you have very dense retinae, it's like having more pixels on a screen. You get a little bit sharper vision. So, but you should, most people, you're able to be corrected to 20/20 with very little astigmatism. Now, the one disadvantage to that over time as I've gotten older is now I wear reading glasses when I read a book. So I don't have to wear them, but if I don't wear reading glasses, I'm straining just a bit when I'm half of arm's length or a little further away from my eyes. And so now I wear a 1.25 correction on the reading glasses. But it is probably the best thing I ever did was to have my vision enhanced. And so if you have a good doctor in your area, you have one that has a stellar reputation, I wouldn't hesitate to make that happen, particularly if you're in the realm of needing to defend your family or your neighborhood, or you work as a police officer, security specialist, anything that requires sharp vision.
Roger that. Well said, Sam. Well said. Ready for our next caller?
Let's move on.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I think it's Dave in Texas. Dave? Dave in Texas. Okay, we got Sharon. Sharon in Canada. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, guys. Hey, John, I'm inquiring about the rocket stove. Does the sale, you have a distributor here in Canada. Does the sale apply to the distributor in Canada also?
Quite frankly, I don't know. Check with him and find out.
Well, I have gone on. He doesn't seem to have a phone number, just an email, so I will do that. But I got another question with, so you guys have your militia. Why is it that there hasn't been a sort of an amalgamation of militia people to go and defend your borders?
There is. There's a number of militias, particularly in Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, that work hand in hand with the Border Patrol. That's been happening for the better part of two decades.
Well, I meant to create their own line, basically, and hold the states where they're coming across, so that the message gets, that don't come into the U.S. because of the militias there and they've got guns. Like defend your borders, keep them out.
Well, first off, the main problem is logistical. We have thousands of miles of border on our southern border. I mean, there's over 1,000 miles. Now, yeah. When you look at the number of men that you, let's say that you put, we got a break. We'll talk about this after
the break.
After the break, we'll be right back. Everybody hold on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 17th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. The John Moore Ozark Symposium will be a week at the beautiful Wildwood Springs Lodge celebrating 101 years in business. It's like walking into a time capsule. Great chef working there to give you a wonderful breakfast and dinners. I'll be staying there myself. My guest will be my live studio audience all that week at the Wildwood Springs Lodge. We're planning on making a trip to Freedom Spring, USA to visit with Sam and get a tour of the facility the first week of August. Sam, we'll need to work out the details, but it'll be a day that will work into your schedule as well. And there's lots there. The COVID-19 section has hundreds of articles from world-class doctors and scientists to help you understand the true nature of the world's worst murder event. The world's largest event of murdering people in the recorded history of mankind. Plus, of course, energy cleaners. If you have issues with pain, you need an energy cleaner. Issues with sleep, same thing. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Money with Sam Anders, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. You want to sign up for a class, Just give Sam a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, you were cut off by the commercial, if you want to continue, sir.
What was the subject we were talking about before the commercial break?
Well, that's we were talking question. About the yes. why the militia, even though I know you have a vast span,
yes.
like even to go to the main roads or something to create...
Yes, the problem with guarding the border is that the border is physically incredibly long. So if you were to put a man every tenth of a mile on the border for 8 hours a day, that would literally be over 10,000 men. And then to do that 7 days a week, 365 days a year, you would need almost 50,000 men. And logistically, it's not possible to do that. It's just not logistically possible. So we use technology. We use helicopters. We use cameras. We use ground sensors. We use thermal drones. We have all this technology that reduces the manpower load and allows us to guard a larger area. It's an incredible logistical challenge to guard a border that's that long, and it needs more resources. So maybe if we stopped giving all this money to Ukraine and started protecting our own border, we'd have a lot better chance at being successful, because it is mainly a logistical challenge to do 365 days a year.
Well, I don't think you would have to do 365 days. I think you'd just have to do a number of days, and then, you know, the word gets out, you know, like, oh, they're now defending their border. The militia is defending their border. And I don't think it would be, you know, that long before, you know, it goes through the rumor line.
Well,
that's just a comment.
Here's the thing. The people that are human, see, a lot of people think the Border Patrol is about immigration. It's about drugs coming in. It's really not. The reason the Democrats and the Republicans don't support strong border control is because of human trafficking. We have
right.
submarines. We have cigarette boats. We have low-flying aircraft, all kinds of ways to sneak drugs in here. What's difficult to sneak in here when you actually guard the border is the human trafficking victims. And that's why you don't see Republicans and Democrats clamping down on the border, because there's too many politicians that have a stake in this illegal activity called human trafficking. And we're talking the sex trade, folks. If you talk to the head federal government law enforcement person in charge of combating sex trafficking, he will tell you that at the Super Bowl they had a few years ago in Atlanta, there were over 250,000 sex workers trucked, bused, flown into Atlanta for the week of the Super Bowl. Now think about that for a second.
Right.
Now this isn't Sam talking about
right.
it. This isn't conspiracy theory. This is the top guy in federal law enforcement in charge of combating sex trafficking is saying on Fox News at a Super Bowl, there's over 250,000 sex workers brought into that city for the week of the Super Bowl. People have no idea how huge this human trafficking issue is. It's not about the drugs. It's not about immigration. They don't shut the border down because they don't want to damage the human trafficking industry. And what does that tell you about the corruption of our elected officials?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I'm very well aware of, it's all about, more money is brought in through human trafficking than anything else.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
That's the state of the world today, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know. Those militia people, they're not into human trafficking, so maybe they should, get 10,000 of them and just, you can get a million, to protest on January 6th. Get 10,000 and defend your border. That's my comment. But thank
okay.
you very much
It'd
for
be
the
great if we
for
could
the
do
explanation.
It. Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
Sure. Okay.
I appreciate it. Great call.
Aaron,
call. Well, Actually, we got a couple before, Eric. We got Mike in Kentucky.
Oh, good. Hey, Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, yeah, I'm glad she pointed it out. It's what I was going to say, is that there's so much money in human trafficking. It dwarfs the illicit drug trade. I'd heard that, I don't know, over a decade ago. Then Trump had that executive order. I think it was December 21st, 2018, seizing the assets of known human traffickers and any unknowns. Did you guys catch that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that probably ticked them off royally, didn't it?
The whole world doesn't want Trump in power because he messes with the established criminals that run Washington, D.C. They don't like him.
Well, there's rumors about Mitch
McConnell. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a Trump Jesus guy, right?
Yeah, me neither, except for that order.
Trump is no friend to the Bill of Rights, let's be honest. But what Donald Trump does do is he protects American businessmen, and he made efforts to protect our border, and they hate him for that.
Well, I mean, that one executive order made me rethink the guy, because I'm thinking, wait a minute, you know, he's going after some serious smelly underbelly of the swamp here with this, you know.
Yeah, the worst of the worst, exactly.
But it hardly got any coverage in the media, and that's what I was going to say to this Canadian gal that just called in. The media ignores a lot of this stuff, unless they can demonize it, like, you know, the ranchers that are inviting the militia on their ranch property to patrol back and forth, you know, that sort of thing. But let's say you do catch 1,000, illegals, coyotes, and human trafficked victims. What do you do with them? You know, you turn them over to the Border Patrol.
Nowadays, the Border Patrol takes control of them, and then they get flown on airplanes at 2 o'clock in the morning to cities all over the United States. So
yeah,
it doesn't really do you any good.
Right
now, because they're not being deported.
Right. Well, then you're tempted to get with somebody on the southern side of the border and hire them to fly them back down to Guatemala or wherever they came from.
let's not pretend like Trump is some giant bastion of moral framework. You know, Donald Trump's position is, if you want to have sex, you buy a Playboy bunny and you have sex with her, right?
That's Donald Trump's position. I don't know if it is or not. I mean, he plays the macho man, but I think he's smarter than that.
Let me tell you something. Trump has had more beautiful women than you've seen on the cover of Vogue magazine. Don't kid yourself. And the bottom line is that Trump cares about his grandchildren. He didn't like the way the country was going, so he got involved and tried to fix some things. But he's not an angel. He's not Jesus. He's not our savior. And we need to be vigilant as electors of this country, as people that vote, and get involved and help fix our
system. Didn't call to get on the Trump bandwagon. I just, that one order was what kind of made me wonder about what his, you know, real modus, besides the fact that he initially had a different take on September 11th, and then somebody, I think, got to him and told him he better change his tune. He got on UPN Channel 9 up in New York, you know, and started saying that you know, the buildings couldn't have been brought down by planes and stuff. It's hard to find those clips where his initial opinion has changed since day two. But there's a lot that's been changed by him to get where he got. I think, you know, he couldn't have made it if he had held those beliefs, openly. But the news media doesn't let people know that there's this effort, which the woman out of Canada was apt to point out, that I don't think she realized the scope of the situation. But I've heard that the old school of thought was one soldier per square kilometer. If you're trying to occupy a territory, that was the West Point thing for decades, and so you need that many minimum across the border.
It's not enough to guard a border. Yeah, you can't. That's not enough. That's not even close to being a logistical answer that's feasible. So,
well, the other thing, I used to get catalogs like the I'm trying to remember some of the names of them. They're not important. I don't get them anymore in the mail. But they used to have like a starter kit for ghillie suits. and where you could customize them for the terrain and foliage that you're in. And I didn't know, have you seen any that are worth looking at as a starter kit? I know a lot of snipers.
No,
we teach
people how to make ghillie suits in our advanced classes. We teach them how to do it the right way.
Oh, so yeah,
you don't buy a kit, right? There's a better
way. Like I said,
way to
that was 25
that
years ago, and it was mail order.
Right.
And here, okay. You know, in the country, we had mail order. That's how you learn stuff from catalogs before the internet.
Roger that. That's exactly right. I remember those days. Those catalogs were fun to look at. Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate
it.
All right,
thank you, Dave. Great call. Our next caller is Eric in New York. Good morning, Eric. No, Dave in New York. Excuse me. We skipped a guy.
Yes. Hello.
Dave.
I'll try to be brief. Yes. Yes, John. Good morning. Yes, Jesus is not going to return to the White House. I didn't read that. I don't think. In some way, he could, but I concur with that greatly. But I see what's happening here, looking from a higher standpoint, is that everything is set up to rip apart this country. We have people trying to do what is in the law, but this is rip apart the country. It's going to be J6 to the 10th power, where these people actually do something and not just actors. And they're going to be blamed for it. They're going to be blamed for it as gun toters, as Trumpers, as evangelical Christians. And there will be Christian persecution coming out of this. And what God has determined on this country as judgment will happen. And there's nothing we can do to stop it. So all our actions, whatever they are and whatever we think is appropriate, will work into his final plan for us in this. And, you know, I think we just need to look at a higher level and also sometimes look at the commonality we have in people, not the differences. And one thing that was brought to my attention by a guidance counselor sent to me this weekend was basically that we have different mentalities here. Some people are totally in the norm. They realize there's no conspiracies at all. This is what they think. And then other people realize there's real conspiracies and there's a huge amount of evidence. Then there's things that may be couched that way. And then there's people with totally fake ideas, like viruses don't exist or they don't cause disease. Well, many don't, but some do. And I think there's strong evidence for that. In reality, we know nothing absolutely. And with these differing views, it's all programmed reality, and the reality is far above that in the spiritual realms. And this is where we need to go to. We need to realize that there are much higher things going on, and it's like this. We've got one pinhead here and a pinhead there. We're all pinheads, and there's God way above us. And when Jesus came to speak to people, he gave a message that was so powerful and astonishing that he looked at it from the overall global viewpoint. And that's what I think we need to keep all that in mind. That's what I wanted to say today.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Okay.
Ready to move on here, Sam?
Okay, let's move on.
Eric in New York. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, thanks, gentlemen. I'll try to consolidate because we're short on time. Buy local, fix local. The solution to the elections is paper ballots at the local level. And the solution to... Yeah, and the solution to the border was put forth by Glenn Spencer from a private organization called American Border Patrol, where he developed a system, and he could do it for like $40 million, which is a drop in the bucket compared to what we wasted on the partial wall. And Trump had to know about this. It was a system of sonic detectors that would detect, and it was calibrated to separate a deer from a person, and it could pick up if. Strategically placed at high points along the border. You didn't need very many of these because he had a network of these where one would cross the other, and he had it so all you had to do was activate the system. It would alert when there was somebody crossing the border. You dispatch the border patrol, the federal border patrol agents to pick them up, and it was real simple. It could have been done overnight for pennies on the dollar. Trump had to know about this. He brought it to Congress. Congress knew about this. And we keep getting boxed into this. Well, we got to build a wall. Trump had to know that this system of sonic detectors was available, and I'm not sure why he didn't push that. That being said, I want to get on to a firearms issue here. This Friday, SCOTUS is to determine Rule 11 petition for writ of certiori on Friday, April 21st, 2023. We're fighting. We are definitely at the front lines of the battle against gun control here in New York. And there's a woman, a lawyer named Paloma Capanna, C-A-P-A-N-N-A, Paloma Capanna. She's brought a case before SCOTUS because the Second Circuit is claiming they don't know how to apply the Bruin decision. How do we apply this? It's too vague. It's too general. What do you mean, historic reference to 1791? They're claiming ignorance when they just don't want to deal with it. Can I hold over real quick on the break?
Yeah, we'll wrap up after the break. Hold on. Hold on, thanks. Eric. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back. Sam, we're almost out of time here. It looks like Eric from New York is still with us. Are you still there, Eric?
Yes, I am. Thanks for holding me over. So real quick, there's a rule. There's a Rule 11. This is in Gazzola v. Hochul, G-A-Z-Z-O-L-A v. Hochul, the governor of New York. the attorneys have petitioned under Rule 11, which is an extraordinary measure used to bring a matter of the court of utmost importance to the public. The Supreme Court got her on the docket within 2 weeks after this petition. Pray for a good decision Friday. Try any way you can keep the heat on the Supreme Court to do the right thing. This case, one more sentence. The case seeks a Supreme Court decision on 8 questions, including whether the novel theories of the words to keep in the Second Amendment have a likelihood of success for purposes of a court issuing a stay against enforcement of the New York gun laws. Any comments on that? Oh, let me give you the website. Let me give you the website. 2ampatriot.com. That's the number 2ampatriot.com, where you can find out more.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Okay.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you. Your final thoughts, Sam? We're down to about 2 minutes here. We're not going to take any more
calls. Well, I normally don't recommend that people watch mainstream media, but I'm going to make an exception today. Tonight on Tucker Carlson, you're going to see an interview with Elon Musk. It's a two-part interview. It'll be tonight and tomorrow. Everybody needs to watch what they're talking about in this interview. It's a very important interview. It is one of the things that a lot of people don't believe until they see it with their own eyes. The federal government has been colluding with big tech to violate people's rights. People have died from this. There are actors in the federal government that need to be sentenced to death after a fair trial. So many people have died from this censorship program of the federal government. There needs to be accountability, and Musk is going to talk a little bit about that. He's also going to talk about the dangers of artificial intelligence. I don't know if you remember a year ago, John, when I told everyone that Elon Musk is buying Twitter so that he can get rid of the censorship on Twitter and use that to feed his new AI system. I believe he's going to get into the AI business. Well, guess what? Elon Musk has announced that he is going to get heavily into the artificial intelligence business. And so I knew this was coming, but I want you to listen to what Elon says. I want you to listen to the questions that Tucker asks him. Listen to the answers, because Elon Musk is speaking the truth. Whether you like the guy or don't like the guy, whether you approve of him or not, he's telling you who he is, he's telling you what's going on, and he's telling you the truth.
Roger that. I'm a big supporter of Tucker Carlson's work, and I advise everybody to do the same thing. Watch Tucker Carlson tonight and tomorrow night.
John, well, thanks for having me this week. Let freedom ring, brother. I'll see you next week. God
willing. Roger that. Thank you. Well, what a show. Couldn't get to all our callers. Point being, if you want to talk to Sam on Mondays, you need to call early so you don't get left behind. Tomorrow we'll have the Leon Green with us, first hour, talking about the events of the day and the Tuesday morning roundtable. Very popular. We may have Jeff Nyquist with us, Dave Hodges. I think Steve Bannon will be back. He's had some personal issues. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your engine cleaner, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms ammunition, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful state of Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Texas, and Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.